بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, إن شاء الله tonight's recitation we will conclude with Surah Al-Kahf. We didn't begin on the topic of Surah Al-Kahf, we'll start today inshallah. We'll conclude with Surah Al-Kahf. From there we will go on to Surah Maryam. All these surahs are Makki surahs. They were all revealed in Makkah Al-Mukarramah. Surah Maryam. We'll conclude with Surah Al-Maryam and then we'll go on to Surah Taha. Taha is one of the huruf al-muqatta'at, the separated letters. Allah Ta'ala alone knows what is meant by the letters Ta and Ha. Many, many interpretations have been given, but we leave it unto Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And we will conclude with Surah Al-Taha. Right? Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam, the surah itself is linked back to Surah Al-Kahf. So if you... Right, we'll go back to Surah Al-Kahf. So Surah Maryam. Right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you can see, Surah Al-Maryam speaks about Maryam alayhi salam. He speaks about the point in time where Jibreel alayhi salam came to Maryam alayhi salam till the point she gave birth. There are two things here. Number one, Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha wa kuntu nasyan mansiya. Oh my Rabb, if only I had died before this and I would be completely forgotten. You know, it is from the haya of a woman. Not just a woman, it is from a haya of a Muslim that they should feel complete embarrassment that such filth is attributed to them. What's the filth? Zina. She did not commit zina. She didn't do anything wrong. Wal'ayadu billah. However, she knew if she were to bring a child back to the community, what will happen? People will talk. And she knew it was from the side of Allah. Allah will deal with it. Despite that, just to have that attribution to her, she couldn't accept it. Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha. Oh Allah, why didn't you kill me before this? Why am I alive? Just, you know, if all. Number one. Number two, wahuzzi ilayki bijid'in nakhla tusaqit alayki rutaban janiya. Understand? Allah Ta'ala put a child in her womb while she was a virgin. Number one. Number two, there was no man that came near her. Number three, she was carrying a prophet of Allah. Number four, her pregnancy came from zero to nothing. Number five, Allah Ta'ala had given her miracles upon miracles upon miracles. But what happens when she goes to the tree to take refuge outside of the residence, far away from the city or the village? What does Allah Ta'ala tell her? Drag the date palm towards you. You know the branch, shake it, bring it towards you so that the dates will fall down. Are you telling me Allah Ta'ala could do all of this but He couldn't give a khajur? Hey, today you go outside, you want khajur. You go to the masjids nowadays, you'll get, just in London you'll probably get a ton of khajur within the month of Ramadan, if not more. In our houses, because everyone likes to give majools, whether we eat it or we don't eat it, everyone's got them. We give them all. Allah Ta'ala couldn't give her the khajur? Why? You and I, we need to take initiative. You can't sit in your house, I believe in Allah, I rely upon Allah, manna and salwa is going to come down. It doesn't work like that. And Allah Ta'ala wanted to tell you and I that. It's a lesson in the life of Maryam alayhi salam. You have to make effort in life. You can't sit at home, you know, relax. If Allah Ta'ala wants, I will have my house. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't want, then no, bugger all. Doesn't work like that. Anyway, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam and a few of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about Zakariya alayhi salam. And the point about Zakariya alayhi salam, and this is where it ties back to Surah Al-Kahf, was that the Jewish community, they had very ill notions of Zakariya alayhi salam in the sense that they felt that Zakariya alayhi salam was very unique and special and he had certain qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, some of them, not all, they basically are committing shirk via one of the prophets of Allah. Anyway, we end off it, Surah Maryam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ghaliban, As ibn Wa'il. As ibn Wa'il, he made a promise. He said, you know what? I will not pay, he told one person, I will not pay you your money. But, no. He told one person that on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah Ta'ala is real, then you come and sort it out with me. I'll sort it out. I'll be there on your behalf. You know, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about him as well. Anyway, the end of this surah, Surah Taha. Taha In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in depth with regards to the life of Musa alayhi salam. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts from the time Musa alayhi salam was given prophethood. The first verses is from the time when Musa alayhi salam spoke directly unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thus becoming Kaleemullah, the one who has spoken to Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on and speaks about how he interceded on behalf of his brother and requested Allah that, oh Allah, you also make Harun a prophet as well. And then how Musa, how Fir'aun, he went to Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the incident of the golden calf, where they made a calf out of gold, and then they asked that this is our God, Samidi, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about the incident of the magicians, and how the magicians, when they witnessed the miracles that Musa alayhi salam was bringing, they accepted Islam. And then Fir'aun, when he threatened them, they told Fir'aun, do what you want to do. We believe in Allah. Because we believe in Allah, we do not care. Inna amanna bi rabbina liyaghfira lana khatayana wa ma akrahtana alayhi min as-sihr wallahu khayrun wa abqa. And then they go on to say, innahu man ya'ti rabbahu mujrima. The one who comes in front of Allah as a criminal. There are two things. One is the greatest criminal, meaning a kafir. The other is a criminal, meaning we have committed sins. Each and every one of us are criminals at that point. مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى. For him will be Jahannam, he will neither live nor will he die. You cannot call that life. A person who is a vegetable, will you say that person is alive? They are alive, but will you call that life? Then it is not life. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَى. And the one who comes in front of him and he brings good deeds. Again, good deeds could be the highest of good deeds, iman. Or it could be good deeds. Alhamdulillah, we are here for Salatul Taraweeh. We fasted. We are giving sadaqah. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make us from amongst them as well, inshallah. Fa'ula, they will be given the highest ranks in paradise. It's Thursday, right? Tomorrow is Jummah. Tomorrow is Jummah. You all know very well, what's this surah we are supposed to be reciting? Surah Al-Kahf. Right? Three ahadith. The first hadith is that the first 10 verses, you should memorize them. The second hadith is both. The first 10 is short. Besides Surah Al-Kahf, even a light which extends from the earth to the heavens, you and I can't see it. Right? It's not for us to see it anyway. It is not for us. It is for the Malaika. That is for them. And that will extend from one Jum'ah to the next Jum'ah. So we should recite ideally the full Surah Al-Kahf. Now, Surah Al-Kahf, it was revealed when the mushrikeen of Makkah, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayd and one other person, right? They went to the Jews of Medina Munawara. This was before Medina Munawara. Obviously, it is a Makki surah. They went to the Jews of Medina Munawara and they told them, you are the first, you know, you are the people who are given the first book, meaning the Torah. You came before the Christians. Ahlul Kitab are the Christians and the Jews. You came before the Christians, so you are the first. Tell us something which we can ask him so that we know he is a false prophet. And they described Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to them. So the Jews told the mushrikeen of Mecca, they told them, ask them these three questions. Number one, we did that question yesterday. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ. Ask him about the ruh. That's number one. Number two, ask them about the youngsters. And when they saw a great miracle with them, and Allah Ta'ala gave, and Prophet ﷺ told them, no problem, I will bring the answer to you. No problem, I will bring the answer to you. But he forgot to say, that is the first thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the ayat, وَلَا تَلِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. If you say you are going to do something, then say inshaAllah. Number one. Always say inshaAllah. The second thing about the surah is, we did it yesterday already, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. Who did that? You. Yeah, it was you. Hafiz Ibrahim recited.